Welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of studies out of 1 Samuel. So get close to your radio and listen now as we take a deeper look in the book.
Chasing after David. Come on, Houston, you can say it. And David done got himself boxed in. He done ran up, the Bible says, in this town, Keilah. Verse number 1, chapter 23. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistine fight against Keilah, and they robbed the threshing floor. And David inquired of the Lord. See, when you're out in the wilderness, you got to learn how to pray. David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite the Philistines? And the Lord said to David, go and smite the Philistine and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. We be afraid. How much more if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Man, we scared over here, and now you saying we need to go out here and fight? Man, we scared to come out of hiding. Verse number 4. Now, look how David dealt with this. David didn't try to convince the men on his own, did he? Verse 4. Then David inquired of the Lord yet again. And the Lord answered him and said, arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistine into your hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistine and brought away their cattle and smoked them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Now, this is great wisdom here. Most of the time in the family, you done prayed about something. Let's say the husband done prayed about something, but the wife ain't ready to move yet. You ready to move, but the wife ain't ready to move yet. What do you do? Do you say, well, see you later, alligator? Well, I know what God done told me. I'm going to just have to go and do what God done told me to do, because can't nobody stop me from doing what God done told me to do. That's normally how we handle that. But you got to handle everything, as we learned in our last lesson, with some wisdom. David acted wisely. And this was another case where we see David acted wisely. He got 400 men, but they are scared. And sometimes the reason people don't step out is because they're just scared. It is. They're just scared. I had to learn that as a pastor. God showed me something. I said, oh, man, we can do it. But it may take 6 months later because the folks are scared. And you have to show people that God is with you. You really heard from God. And this is what David did. David went back to the Lord and said, well, let me go back and pray again. It's something about prayer. When people see that you are praying, that's confidence right there. You see? Amen. Amen. When folks see that you're praying, they say, well, you know, maybe the Lord did tell him, because he'd been praying about that. He'd been praying. That's confidence. But you going around saying, God told me something, but they ain't never seen you pray. Hello, somebody. God done told me that we need to do this and we need to do that, but they don't even see you pray. This is a good leader. If I was in leadership, I would stay on this a little bit longer. Because this is what a leader have to do. You have to show your concern for people. And a lot of times we shoot people down when we see that they afraid. You ain't got no business being afraid. I mean, you're supposed to be a man. Man ain't got no business being afraid. What you done, drop them tears? You see what I'm saying? All you're doing is pushing them further away. Amen. Amen. All right, all right. All right. Prayer has a way of calming people down. Have you ever noticed that? All right. So David, God delivered David. The devil was trying to trap David. Now David done got himself in this city of Keilah, but it's almost like a dead end. Now, notice David did something else. Saul done heard that David is dead. Because verse number 7 said, was told that David was in Keilah. He's in this dead end time. What should David do? Should he stay there with those, with the Keilahites? Since he done saved them and rescued them, you think they're going to help him out? Huh? They ought to help him out. They ought to return a favor. But notice, the Bible says, then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant has certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into their hand? Why are you asking that, David? You just helped the folks. But David know how folks is. Let me tell you something now. God saves us all from among men. Did you hear what I said? Everybody, see, ain't nobody was saved in heaven and brought down here to earth. All us are saved among men. And so somebody, a man, even though that person may be saved, they can easily turn. Hello, somebody. When people get scared, they can easily do some crazy stuff. Folks get scared, and the king is coming out, and we're in a dead-end place here, and they could easily throw some fire, and that's it. Burn up our town. All they want is just David. Hey, get them David. Ain't no sense burning up my house for David. Hello, somebody. That man got an army out there. We just up in here in this little village. You see what I'm saying? People going to use rationale. Did I do the right thing, child, when I gave up David? Huh? Child, if that was me, I would have done the same thing. You see what I'm saying? Even though David done rescued y'all from the Philistines. look at what God says to David, verse 11. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into their hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into their hand? And the Lord say, they will deliver thee. They gonna you better get on out of that, David. Because these folks, they done already done forgot about you, David. Didn't they do Jesus like that? Oh, Hosanna, which means save us now. Save us now. They throwing down the palm branches, everything on Sunday. But on Friday, the same crowd said, crucify him, get rid of him. He ain't not our king. Now, ain't that something? The same crowd that was throwing the stuff down, making a way for the Lord. This our king, this our king. No, that ain't none our king. Folks turn on you just like that. Just like, you better be careful. You better be careful. That's why Jesus got to be your best friend. see, you got to come to a place in your life where you can talk to God just like David is talking to God. Lord, I know them folks, they was clapping for me on Sunday, but is they in the back there talking about me? Show me which one of them is talking about me, Lord. Amen. The ones when I extend my hand out, they walk the other way. That's the one I know, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, Let me move on. God guarded David there. So David went in the wilderness. Now notice, David's army done grow to 600. Verse 13, David says to his men, which were about 600, and they arose and departed out of Keilah and went therefore, and they went wherever they could. Man, they took off running. And it was told Saul that David was escaped. All right. Verse 14, and David abode in the wilderness in the stronghold and remained in the mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day. Notice this, every day. Top order of business for the king. What we're going to do today, Saul? We're going to find David. What we're going to do tomorrow, Saul? We're going to find David. What about on the weekend? We're looking for David. They sought for him every day. But God delivered him not into his hands. Isn't that something? God is a good God. So he couldn't get David in the town, couldn't get David in the wilderness. Now notice, one other place. He went to the Ziphites. Verse number 15, and David saw that Saul was come out to seek him, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in the woods, and Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the woods and strengthened his hand in the Lord. Now, ain't that something? Jonathan just went right there to him. Why come Saul couldn't just go right there to him? And he was searching for him every day. And Jonathan found him the first day. See, whoever needs to be in your life, God know where you at. I always say, God know your address. Don't ever get, you know, panicky and start thinking about, oh, man, what's going to happen. God knows your address. He's going to bring people in your life at the right place. And them that don't need to be in your life, he's going to keep them out your life. You see how God was guarding David? Now, notice, when you look over here, at verse number 26, the Bible says, and Saul went to this side of the mountain, and David and his men on the side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men compassed David and his men around about to take them. Notice, they got them surrounded on the mountain. Saul got 3,000 men. David ain't got them but 600. And they're going around and around the mountain. Saul finally got it. He got him, y'all. But notice, verse number 27, somebody say, but. Things always change when you see a but. That's a U-turn. But there came a messenger unto Saul saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines has invaded the land. Soon as Saul got ready to get him, the enemy is attacking him back home. So Saul got to go back home. He said, man, you better come back home because the enemy is back there. Wherefore, Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistine. Therefore, they called the place, you name it, and David went up from this and dwelt in the stronghold of Eni. All right. Now, notice. Do you see how God is just supernaturally, soon as Saul got him in a trap, there's nowhere for him to go. God delivered him. So God guarded David. Last thing. God gave David grace. Number 25. What is I'm talking about? I'm talking about the strength of God to do God's will. You got to have strength to do God's will. God's grace. Now notice, the Bible tells us, I'm going to have to abbreviate because time is running out. But Saul went to use the bathroom. He went to the cave to use the bathroom. But he didn't know David was in the cave. Look, the Bible says, verse number 3. Here it is right in the text. And he came to the sheep goat. By the way, there was a cave. And Saul went in to cover his feet. You know what I'm talking about there. Amen. You know, when you pull your pants down, it hits your feet. Amen. Amen. So he didn't just go to do number one. He went to do a number two there. And David and his men, they were checking him out. Ain't that something? Man, they got him in a vulnerable position. When you doing a number two there, and your enemies, oh boy, you can't run now. And notice what the Bible says. And the men, now watch this. Verse 4. And the men of David said unto him, behold, the day of which the Lord said unto thee, behold, I will deliver thine enemies into thine hand, that thou may do to him as it seemed good unto thee. Then David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privately. Now notice, David's men say, David, you got him. Now this is what the Lord, they're quoting Bible on him. The Bible says that God is going to deliver your enemy into your hand. This is it right here. You got him in a vulnerable, ain't nothing he can do. You can go and bump him off right now. Amen. But notice, David just went and got his robe and cut it. And it came to pass afterwards that David's heart smoked him because he had cut off Saul's skirt. Isn't that some? Oh. His heart smoked. But them church folks told him that they quoted the Bible. He just cut the lit skirt, the robe. Be careful listening to church folks quoting Bible. Because a lot of folks misquote Bible. You know what the Bible says, touch not the Lord anointed and do his servants, his prophets, no harm. Don't even cause harm on them. Listen, I'm touching them. And when you know Bible, don't you allow somebody to misquote the Bible. That's why David, see, when you got the Spirit, soon as you do something wrong, the Spirit smoke you. Well, let me rush on. Saul finished using the bathroom, and then he went on out. And so David said, hey, Saul, look at here. I got part of your skirt here. And Saul said, now, how in the world did that happen? He was in the cave where I was. And then David, he started pleading with Saul and started telling Saul, that Saul, you chasing me like I'm a lit flea on a dog. And you shouldn't treat me like this. I wouldn't treat you like that. And then notice what Saul says. Verse 16, and it came to pass when David had made an end of speaking these words to Saul, that Saul says, is this thy voice, my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice, and he wept and started crying. And he said to David, thou art more righteous than I. For thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I had rewarded thee evil. He's touching Saul's heart. Saul is crying and stuff. And thou hast showed this day that thou hast dealt well with me, for as much as when the Lord has delivered me into thine hands, thou killed me not. You could have killed me. For if a man find his enemy, will he let him go well away? Particularly in that position. Wherefore the Lord reward thee good for what thou hast done unto me this day. And now, behold, I know well that thou shalt surely be king, and that the kingdom of Israel shall be established in thine hand. Swear now, therefore, unto me by the Lord. Listen to him. He's asking David for something. Swear that thou will not cut off my seed after me, that thou will not destroy my name out of thy father's house. And David sweared unto Saul, and Saul went home. But David and his men gathered up and went unto the hole. They went on back out there in the cave. Isn't that something? Now, God gave David grace, didn't he? Even when you want to hit somebody in the head, you can't. That's the grace of God. God gave David grace to keep him from killing Saul, and then gave him the grace to go on back in the cave. So what can we learn from our lesson today? Three things. God orders our steps. God orders our steps. That's the first lesson that we learn, is that God, when you become a Christian, whether you are staying in the city, whether in the country, whether you go on this job or a bad job, a good job, God is ordering your steps. And give thanks to him, because God is up to something great. He's going to use that persecution for your preparation. All right, so he ordered your step. So do you believe that what happened to you today, God ordered that? God orders your steps. The Bible says, and we know, all things work together for the good, for those that love the Lord. Do you believe that everything working together for the good? Amen. Number two, there is victory in Jesus. Notice, David had never lost a battle. We're going to look at a man that never lost a battle. And we see David, three battles here in chapter 23, and he won all three. But why did he win all three? He stayed with the Lord. As long as you stay with the Lord, you're going to win every battle. As long as you stay with the Lord. Wasn't that how it was with Joshua? Joshua won every battle until they thought that they could fight the battle without the Lord. Remember when they went up against Ai, they said, since we done won at Jericho, you know, you don't have to send the whole army. Just send a couple of, you know, 100 folks. We can go send the B team out. The B team can beat them. And they got whoop. All because they didn't hook up with God. But as long as you got Jesus, you'll make it. Number three, God will give you the grace to handle life problems. If you're in a bad situation, you may say, I need another job. You need more grace. You may say, I need another position, because these folks just getting on my nerve. No, you just need more grace in that position when them folks getting on your nerves. You may say, man, I just need to go to find me another church because them folks there. No, you just need more grace than this one. You just need more grace. You may be mad at somebody in the house. You can't keep running from folks. You need to ask God to just give you more grace. Don't you believe that he put these people in your life? Don't you believe he's ordering your steps? Don't you believe he's guarding your steps? Well, then ask God just for more grace. That's why the songwriter said, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. How many of you have done ever experienced God's grace in your life? Have you ever experienced God's grace? Isn't God's grace amazing? Then he do some amazing thing in your life. You thought you had to speak, but you found yourself not speaking. That was God's grace. That all you would have shown enough. But ain't God's grace amazing? That all you would have slammed some doors, stole some plates. Thank God for his grace. All right.
Sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.